It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today we are once again joined by our friend artist Kelly Joy Ladd, and we are dishing about pizza. Listen in as we share our pizza preferences and prejudices. Mid-podcast, Kelly Joy amps up the conversation by sharing the drink she most enjoys while eating pizza. Trust me when I say, nobody will feel neutral about Kelly's beverage choice. Check it out. I want to know about your pizza life, my friend. I had some really crappy frozen pizza last week, and I wasn't happy about it. I won't mention the name of it, DiGiorno, but I didn't like it. It was like Hawaiian-style pizza. And they try to make the crust, like, fluffy. I'm like, who has a fluffy crust? Like, even Chicago, which is deep dish, right? It's not fluffy.
Is it croissant-level fluff?
Not quite, but not that far from it. It's just puffy, like,
like, yeah, full of air?
Yeah, but moist. And you would think this sounds like something that would be good. Yeah,
full of air and moist. Exactly.
what do you love in pizza?
I like good pizza. And so my life has been avoiding Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and that sort of thing. And then I'm out with my youngest, and I'm like, oh, let's get something to eat. Do you want pizza? And they're like, yeah, can we pick up Domino's? I'm like, what?
That's a choice when you're out?
What?
Yeah.
Why? How? Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Like, this was completely from left field. I didn't even know they liked it. And they're like, yeah. We started eating it at Mom's. And I'm like, oh, come on. So I ordered them a pizza, little, and they'll polish off a small one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, nice.
And so I get them one for them, and I refuse to get it the first time. And so second time,
you're hungry. Domino's.
God, I just don't want to make another stop, and I don't want to have to cook something. No, I'll just get pizza. It's actually not bad.
Yeah. What kind did you get?
Just their regular cheese
pizza
toppings?
With
pepperoni.
They've got
a really good sauce. It's got a little spice to it. It's got a little kick to it.
Ooh,
the bread is good. It was, yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, well, this is something. I mean, I still want to support local and everything. And I know technically Domino's is supporting local. I don't know if there's like a franchise or,
right?
Yeah, probably.
So.
But yeah, it
That's
was a little
something.
Bit.
Hey, eyes open. And guess what? You opened up a bunch of possibilities for pizza now.
Do you ever have other toppings besides pepperoni?
Oh, yeah. I go all over the place when it comes to toppings.
Like, what's your favorite?
Pepperoni, but I'll do, like, if there's a house special with everything or whatever they feel like is the most important ones. A little bit from the meat column, a little bit from the vegetable column, that sort of thing. If I'm at, like, a Pizza Bruno when they have something special, then I'll try that. There's Ziggy's Pizza. They brought down a clam pie. From the Northeast, yeah.
What's that?
So chopped up canned clam. I know it sounds gross. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just that and like...
And some other stuff, some other toppings. I can't remember exactly what's on there, but it's really tasty.
I like clams, but I just... Clams and pizza.
It sounds weird, and it's from the Northeast, which makes it even weirder.
Yeah. Well,
because
I mean,
everything from up there is just crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
So what about you?
I like this since I was a kid, but lately I've been adding extra to it. But basically just sausage, pepperoni, onions, and green peppers. But
delightful.
That's it. But then lately I've been adding basil, sometimes broccoli, sometimes spinach. But that's basically it. But then I grew up drinking orange juice with pizza.
It's the best.
Love it so much. Everybody I tell says that it's gross.
What reaction?
It's not like an orange juice after you brush your teeth. Yeah, it's like,
no, I don't know why, but growing up, that's all we
good.
Had. I don't know, but it was delicious. And so
a little fruit and a little
yeah.
And you're covering up the taste of the vegetables with all those meats on the pizza, which is perfect. I wholeheartedly sign off on that.
I know some people, like, when I say that I get like crazy reactions like that, but like my son gives me that thank you, like, I just, to me, like, I just
you drink soda. Soda's sweet.
Yeah, but it seems like it's sweet that goes. I don't drink orange soda when I eat pizza. There's just something about the citrus and pizza doesn't, you know. What, you put slices of lemon on your pizza?
On that clam pizza.
Maybe you might. I don't know why. Nick knows I have food prejudices.
Is orange juice only a breakfast drink for you?
Oh, I mean,
As far as meals go, yes.
Yeah.
I'll drink orange juice anytime during the day, but I won't drink it with any meal except for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's just a habit. But there is something, because to me, orange juice is such a powerful flavor. It just completely consumes your whole mouth. And so is pizza.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're not really tasting one with the other. You're like completely cleansing out one to taste the other. That's my thought.
I think it would go very well together, the salty and savory with the sweet.
I like salt and sweet. That's the perpetual eating machine for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, give me M&Ms and potato chips, and I will eat until I die, because when I get bored of the sweet, I go to the salt. When I get bored of the salt, I go to the sweet, and I'm just never bored ever again.
So next time you have Domino's, get a glass
of orange juice. Order some orange juice.
Yeah, and let me know just what you think.
They should add it to their menu.
They should. Forget the soda. Like, I'm anti-soda, so like, give me the orange juice.
I bet they'll refuse. I bet they'll say, no, we're not doing that.
No, they'll say, oh, we don't carry orange juice because we're a pizza place.
Well, why do you think that is?
Well, then why do they carry soda?
Yeah,
soda is for Yodas. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Orange juice and pizza. Not just a thing that Kelly and her family came up with. There is some sort of trend there. I looked it up on the internet, and there are a lot of takes about it. And in fact, I think I tried it as a kid, and I actually liked it. But I also experimented with some pretty weird milkshake ingredients, so maybe don't take my word for it, because I would put olives in milkshakes. Not like blended, but you just kind of dip the olives in and get them really cold and then a little bit sweet plus the salt. It's really weird. I don't know that I would do it now. Go look up Kelly Joy Ladd on any of the social medias and at her site, kellyjoyladd.com, Ladd with two D's, and have a wonderful day.